Welcome back to the Press Box and a wonderful, wonderful weekend upcoming in the thoroughbred racing industry. Breeders' Cup weekend, Friday, Saturday at the beautiful Del Mar Turf Club out in San Diego area of the country. As always, my host, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Junior, great talking to you. Glad you went a little full. Lawrence Welk right off the bat with wonderful, wonderful. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, brother, so let's get after it. You've got the first of 2 days of the Breeders' Cup, and this is what do they actually call this? This is like the preview day for the horses that are the juveniles that'll be the three-year-olds and above next year.
Yeah, Buzzy, it's kind of like the future stars of tomorrow,
yes.
Kind of day of the Breeders' Cup on Friday. All the two-year-olds, there's five two-year-old stakes, and all of them are packed to the gills, and I think the largest contingency of foreign interest ever in a Breeders' Cup. So, you know, a lot of intrigue, a lot of thrills, obviously forthcoming. And the first of the mini on Friday, the 5-furlong juvenile turf sprint. You know, this is kind of appeals to both the Europeans and the good contingency of Japan horses.
Okay, so it looks to me like, and I haven't seen the latest entries or anything, but you got 12 entered, two also eligibles, again going 5 furlongs. And so you do a fabulous job. I'm not saying this because you're my friend, but man, this is a lot of ground to cover in 2 days.
It's been a week long grind and you know, going through it all, and you know, I separate each race out and by about 20 different characteristics on each horse. So when you got 10 by 20 characteristics, that's 200 in each race. I mean, you know, each race, and you got 5 Friday and 9 more on Saturday. So a lot of math, a lot of eyes starting to kind of cross, and you know, but I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, and I get to learn a lot about each of these horses as we progress. And this is a race, Buzzy, that the Japanese think they can jump right off the bat. Acro Siege, I'm just guessing on the pronunciation, the 8 horse, let's go with that, here in the first one.
Acro Siege.
Okay, there you go, Acro Siege. You know, this is a horse that many have touted already as being a brilliant speed that just is going to dominate in here. It's hard for me to get a read. I've watched some of the races that I could get my hands on, but it's hard for me to put a value judgment on this horse other than to go by the reports that a lot of people are going to be singling this horse. I spoke
wow.
at a seminar on Wednesday night at Louisville Thoroughbred Society, and I said, I'm not singling anything in the two-year-old divisions because they're just so unpredictable. But a lot of noise being created on the West Coast by Acro Siege. But you know, I'm gonna go. It'll have to beat me. This is a race dominated by the Europeans, the turf races in the Breeders' Cup, in particular the Irish, and I think there's a few in here that fit that bill, led by Whistle Jacket. If you look, Whistle Jacket is out of the seventh hole. Aiden O'Brien, Ryan Moore, top connections. This is a speed stalker type. I don't think has to have the lead, but has won a Group 1 race over in Europe, and I give it my top billing in here at 5-1 odds. Whistle Jacket, along with about 4 or 5 others. But I'm going to try to beat the tout here, Acro Siege with Whistle Jacket, and I'm going to use Arizona Blaze, Big Moho, Asterius, and Shareholder. Shareholder might be the real horse in here. He's a closer, dead closer. He lost a whistle jacket, but this horse, I think, might be maturing at the right time. William Buick getting the mount. Shareholder and Whistle Jacket are my big two plays in here, Buzz.
Whistle Jacket, a great name for a bourbon in the future. All right, let's move now to the – and as we go through this, you can get all of Gene's picks, okay, for tomorrow for today, rather, and Saturday at the PressBoxLTS.com. So then we go to the Juvenile Fillies. It's a mile and a 16th, 10 going postward. And as I look at it, morning line looks like on the outside it is – Scottish Lassie, who's the 5-2 favorite?
Yep, and you know, you got 5-2 there, and then Immersive on the closer to the inside for Brad Cox. Scottish Lassie is a nice horse. Jorge Abreu, Jose Lescano, Stalker, grade one winner by 9. You know, the farthest this horse has been to date is a mile, but doesn't appear that you'll have any problems getting the extra distance. I really like Immersive. I know she's taken some criticism from people that said her win in the Alcibiades wasn't all that impressive. Well, I mean, you know, all she did was basically go around there and beat everything that she had to deal with, and did so pretty easily. And Manny Franco is getting the mount. Manny Franco has been on her. Immersive, just, you know, I think did everything in a professional way in the Alcibiades. She's a stalk and finish type. She has never really truly been challenged. She's 3-1. I'm going to go and side with my good friend Brad Cox.
Of course you are.
And I'm going to try to beat Scottish Lassie, who's parked on the outside. One of the things you want to get to know about Del Mar is these track layouts. They're a little bit quirky out there, and you can get some real angles out there. But Outkick and La Cara and Snow Ike are the three that I'm going to use with Immersive. Outkick and La Cara and Snow Ike are the three that I'm going to use. But Immersive is going to be my top pick, and use over and under those other three.
All right, that takes us now to the Juvenile Fillies Turf. 1 mile, as I look at it, unless there's been late scratches, a field of 14 with 3 also eligibles. And I go to the number one post, and I see Lake Victoria for Aiden O'Brien at 8-5.
Yeah, this horse is getting a lot of noise, just like Ikoro, in the Japanese horse in the first today, Buzz. Lake Victoria is getting a lot of the play here in this one. Hard to argue with Aiden O'Brien and Ryan Moore and that group. They do quite well. This is a Speed Stalker Group 1 winner twice over in Europe, loses 6 pounds off her last race. So she'll be getting a little lighter in the saddle, so to speak. But, you know, there's a horse in here that I really like a lot. Now, doesn't get a really good post, and that's maybe compromising. But Mayday Ready, getting Frankie Dettori up. Mayday Ready is a deep closer, or a true closer, as I like to term them. She's been a mile and a 16th. She's perfect on the turf in her career. She's 20-1 in the morning line. And if I'm going to look to maybe fire a shot here, I'm going to go with Mayday Ready with Lake Victoria. There's another horse in here, Buzzman, Heaven's Gate, another of the Aiden O'Brien horses out of the 8-hole. Heaven's Gate is a horse kind of a speedy type. Beat Fiery Lucy in here, who a lot of people like as well. She's 12-1, but the horses I really like, Mayday Ready, Lake Victoria, Heaven's Gate. I'm going to box those three, but I'm going to use Mayday Ready across the board. 20-1 odds. I really think she might show up here in a big way.
Okay, that takes us to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, mile and a 16th, 10 going postward. A race that typically produces the Kentucky Derby favorite for the following year, and Bob Baffert with 3 starters in this one.
He's going to need all 3 because I don't think he can beat the top 2. And I said at the seminar, it may be a great year because Lucas may end up with more Breeders' Cup winners this Breeders' Cup than Baffert. And I think Lucas may only have one horse on the day. So anyway, I really think the horses on the inside and the far outside are the horses to beat. On the rail is East Avenue. East Avenue is all speed. There's a ton of speed in this race, Buzz. And if you're going to have speed, might as well get it on the rail. If this horse breaks well, he might be able to motor right on around there in a speed favoring track. Del Mar's not unlike Keeneland in that regard. This horse beat Ferocious, which is another horse in this field and a horse that a lot of people like. I think East Avenue is the horse to beat if he breaks well. The horse that may find him a little bit soft on finishing because there's so much speed is the far outside horse, Chancer McPatrick for Chad Brown, and probably the hottest rider in the country right now, Flavian Pratt, breaking from the 10 hole. It's a dead closer and beat Ferocious as well. He lost actually two races ago, Buzzy. You don't see this often by any horse, but particularly with a two-year-old. He hit the gate coming out of the gate. Wow. And which is, I mean, obviously a momentum stopper, not a yes. momentum starter. And then the jockey loses an iron. And so he loses an iron that gets, I mean, it still came back and won. That is a mark of a real tough individual, competitive individual, a horse that's already learned to overcome some obstacles. 3-1 in the morning line, Chancer McPatrick. Might just be good enough to get the job done here. A lot of people like the horse in the mid-pack, Jonathan's Way for Philip Bauer, Joel Rosario riding a speed stalker type. Very, very, very impressive so far in the career. But, you know, much like you, an Ohio bred.
Well, there you go.
9-2 in the morning line, an Ohio bred, for God's sakes. I asked someone, how many Ohio breds have won a Breeders' Cup race? But anyway, I want to go with the inside outside here with East Avenue, Chancer McPatrick, and take my luck with those two.
Okay. And finally, our final race for day one, it's the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. As I count it, 14 going postward, 2 also eligible. They are going 1 mile on the turf, and as I look at it in the morning line, it would appear that New Century is the 5-2 morning line favorite.
Yeah, you know, and I think you've got to go European here, Buzz. You know, before I get started on this race, the horses ended up scratching their number 8 Minaret Station, won the Castle and Key Bourbon Stakes at Keeneland, and unfortunately won't be able to run here today for Will Walden, Elliot Walden's son. But I have to say, I was going to root like hell for this horse because Courageous Clay, our horse, beat Minaret Station down at Ellis Park. We finished second. He finished third. He went on up to the Hoosier State at Horseshoe, Indianapolis. Broke the maiden and came back and won that race at Keeneland. Got a win in your end here. And you know, our Courageous Clay, you know, the story speaks for itself. But he's not going to be in. But the Europeans, I think, are really the dominant here. I really like another shot here, Buzzy. Amori City. Amori,
okay.
I'll let you pronounce that one too. Charlie Appleby, William Buick. He's a stalker and finisher type. He's only been 7 furlongs as far as he's been, but he lost to Whistlejack, you know, the horse we really liked earlier when they were sprinting. He's 10-1 in the morning line. I really like this horse. I like the horse to his outside. They both drew kind of unfortunate outside posts, but Henry Matisse is another one. Aiden O'Brien horse. Ryan Moore takes this one at 6-1, Buzzy, rather than, there's some other horses in the race like And then the four horse, Al Quadra. Those, Al Quadra is the four horse for Charlie Appleby, and he's 4-1. So, you know, New Century is the one I think that will get most of the headlines. 5-2 in the morning line is a stalker and closer, as opposed to the other races today, Buzzy. There's a lot of speed in those races, not a lot of speed in this one, as it kind of chalks out on the board for me. There's a horse in here, Minty, for Todd Pletcher, who probably has the predominant speed, but never been farther than 6 furlongs. And, you know, Buzz, I still think the Europeans are the ones to beat. And so I'm going to box Aomori City, Henry Matisse, New Century, and Al Quadra. No, that's four horses, but I'm going to use all four of them, hoping that two of the longer shots can hit. I'm going to hopefully be pulling for Aomori City from the 12 post.
Okay, so you can get all of Gene's picks. You can get them all for every race at thepressboxlts.com. We'll come back tomorrow, and we'll preview Saturday at the Breeders' Cup. But we'll remind you now that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BristNet.com, by Elk Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a wonderful weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, Buzz. I just want to tell everybody that I've handicapped each race 5 today, 9 more on Saturday. Each one is broken down separately with my spreadsheets, giving pluses and minuses with a grade at the end. A lot of work went into this. It's free of charge. Anybody that wants to look at it, have at it. And then at the end of that, also my grade and kind of handicapping synopsis. But I also will be having another link that will give my betting strategies as well. I think this is a real opportunity to make some money, Buzz, and maybe me and you get a little lucky.
Let's go.
Here on Breeders' Cup 2024.
Love you, my friend. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Love you too, bro. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.